This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and I will be in Washington, D.C. this week. If you're around on Thursday evening, I'll be at Highline holding an open bar at 7 p.m. Come find me. Now let's get into it. What happened last week in the wide world of AWS? Amazon SWF launches new console experience. Is it called Step Functions Workflow Studio? Because even the marketing pages for Amazon SWF strongly suggest looking into Step Functions instead. Amazon WorkDocs adds support for Apple Silicon MacBooks. Apple Silicon was announced in June of 2020. WorkDocs getting support for them over 2 years later demonstrates just how low of a priority that WorkDocs is for anyone. AppFlow now supports deleting records in Salesforce. Put this one on the pile of, wait, you mean it didn't do that before? AWS Cloud Development Kit, or CDK, announces CDK Construct Tree View in the AWS CloudFormation console. Okay, so that explains why my CloudFormation stack suddenly seemed a lot more understandable. This one's a nice change. Good work. AWS Config announces a price reduction of up to 58% for conformance packs. Config's pricing is still high, surprises people when they aren't expecting it to be high, and penalizes dynamic configurations that take advantage of cloud far more than it does steady-state instances. In short, Config's entire pricing needs a rethink because at the moment, I'm just tempted to rip the whole thing out of my environment. AWS Enterprise Support launches AWS Incident Detection and Response. If you find your site keeps going down, you can pay AWS to help out with your on-call rotation. So either you're going to fix your app, or they're going to eventually snap and fire you as a client. This will set you back 2% of your AWS bill on top of enterprise support as it's currently stated on the pricing page. AWS at VMware Explore US 2022 recap. 5 years of joint innovations. Remember RDS on VMware? No, you don't. AWS has memory hold that entire product. And if you know what's good for you, you'll never mention it again. Capiche? Understand and optimize AWS data transfer charges for Splunk Cloud on AWS ingestion. This feels a smidgen like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic with regard to relative spend levels. Choosing the AWS pricing strategy that fits your business. I assume this is aimed at internal AWS services. How surprised do you want your customers to be at the end of the month is a key consideration. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Sysdig. Sysdig secures your cloud from source to run. They believe, as do I, that DevOps and security are inextricably linked. If you want to learn more about how they view this, check out their blog. It's definitely worth the read. To learn more about how they are absolutely getting it right from where I sit, visit sysdig.com and tell them that I sent you. That's sysdig.com. And my thanks to them for their continued support of this ridiculous nonsense. DevOps with serverless Jenkins and AWS Cloud Development Kit, or CDK. Jenkins meets the CDK sounds like step one. And step two is I meet the bartender at 9:30 in the morning because it's about to be one of those days. Building great brands consumers love. I'm unconvinced that Amazon knows anything whatsoever about that in 2022. AWS Control Tower releases API, predefined controls to your organizational units. This is a dark day for ClickOps, as Control Tower was one of the last bastions of, I don't have a choice here, I've got to click around in it. How Kyndryl used AWS Service Management Connector, AWS Config, and AWS Systems Manager to achieve lifecycle management of AWS resources through ServiceNow. Oof, their AWS Config charges were so expensive that by the end, Kyndryl couldn't even afford to buy themselves a vowel. How to evaluate your cloud environment in a well-architected manner. If you wake up, hit the gym, get breakfast, start a Terraform deploy, go back to the gym, have a protein shake for lunch, answer some emails, go back to the gym and begrudgingly admit that it's leg day, then return to work long enough to log out for the day? Well, that's how you evaluate your cloud environment in a swole-architected manner. Enabling HTTPS offloading for WordPress blog posts and AWS GovCloud. I sometimes joke that if technology outpaces you, go work at GovCloud and enjoy the technology world as it was a decade ago. At least, I thought that was a joke. And finally, announcing a research alliance between AWS and Harvard University. The back and forth humble bragging between I work at AWS and I'm at Harvard must be incredibly tedious. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn, and I'll talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.